Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. And it's a great honor to have you on the show tonight. Welcome, Deepak Chopra.
Thank you.
Yes, this is Uri.
You're listening to the News for the Soul Radio Network. Call in to live News for the Soul shows daily for intuitive coaching, readings, numerology, leading-edge health information, and much, much more with featured hosts from around the world. Go to newsforthesoul.com to join the next live show now. That's newsforthesoul.com.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show. Next up on News for the Soul, Ignite and Heal with Mary Mazur right now. Let's bring her on to reintroduce herself, her show, and what's up for today. Mary, welcome back.
Oh, thank you, Nicole. Yes, so this is Mary Mazur, and I am an igniter of light and love. And thank you, everyone, who is stepping in right now to listen. Typically, when I do this time from 3 to 4 p.m. on the last Tuesday of every month, I have been interviewing people, which has been such a beautiful joy and delight. And this month, my spirit said it was time actually just to have me on the show so that I may help ignite anyone who is listening. So this show is for you, and I invite anyone who's listening right now to offer for yourself to step into your heart. And that's actually what this this talk will be about for these next 55 minutes, is that we have just moved past the summer solstice. So now we are fully into the summertime, and I do love nature, and I hope all of you do too, or will learn to, is the summertime. Summertime is meant for typically on the physical plane and the earthly plane. The physical plane is meant for work. You know, this is where the most work is usually done, usually the most energy, and we as humans love to get out there and get working. It's a lot of our masculine energy. Well, how ironic that this time of year for 2020, we actually are being called to work within ourselves, to actually go within this time. And this is more of the feminine side of us and actually go into our hearts. So I'd love to invite for each of you to ask yourself, you know, how are you now? You know, just this is a great question to ask yourself each day. And I do invite each of you to welcome yourself and actually edge out time for yourself to allow yourself. If it's 5 minutes a day, that is wonderful. I'd love to do hopefully 20 or 30 minutes. My time has really opened up, so I've been doing that. But I just check in and just check in and ask, how are things now? So even for yourself, check in with yourself. How are things now? And allow yourself to begin to feel. Allow yourself to recognize any thoughts that come through for you, and because these are what's really going to be able to help you. The work that I do and that I've been led to do is I am a Psyche instructor and a facilitator, and I became a Psyche facilitator 10 years ago. With my journey, I am 51 years old right now, and I've really woken up to who I really am now. But I did agree to live at least the first half of my life just fully as a human being and really live this physical experience. So I was born and raised in a big family. It was a Catholic family, one of 12 kids. I'm number 11 out of 12 kids. And I've always loved being with people. I'm a very social person. I love to share and have a lot of fun. And I did grow up with a pretty chaotic life and a fun life. I thought it was fun. I was born in 1968 during the civil rights crisis. And so as I was developing in my mom's belly and then as a little one, I really became a fighter because it was during the civil rights crisis at this time in the United States. And I got embodied into my subconscious mind that those belief systems that you need to go out there and stand up for people and fight and really be a warrior. My dad was a Marine, a Lieutenant Colonel of the Marine Corps, and then having 7 brothers and 4 sisters, they all did help me become quite a warrior here. But in that, I ended up, unfortunately closing off my heart center. And I think that's what a lot of people have done, especially in the 20th century, is that we learn to more of our masculine, more of the get out there and just do it, which is now after the summer solstice, the summertime is the go get out there and do it mentality. Well, you know what? If we end up doing that, we will eventually get exhausted and really get worn out and actually can kind of mess up as far as with relationships with ourselves and others, things like that. So back to my story, when I first half of my life, I was quite a go-getter, going, being busy all the time. And then for me, a big thing happened, and that may be what may be happening in your life, is that you might have a big wake-up call. And for me, my husband did get sick and was diagnosed with a type of a cancer, and that woke me up, and that was really a huge awakening for me, and that was just over 10 years ago, which led me to learn Psyche. So with Psyche, what Psyche offers is for us really to open up our heart centers and really run by how we have been designed to live. We actually are heart center beings. As human beings, we are meant to be heart center beings. But instead, we have been programmed to run by our minds, and having our minds be the one that's out there making things happen, doing things, more of that masculine energy. What we describe it with Psyche is, if you can think of it, your brain, the left side of your brain is more of the masculine side. It's the separate side of you, the side that thinks, I'm this individual here. I'm separate from everybody else. This is me, whether you're a man or a woman, whatever color you have, whatever race you are, or age you are, or whatever the differences you are, you'll stand in that. The right side of your brain is the feminine side, and that's more of the holistic side, the spiritual side, the side that's directly connected with all knowing, with unity consciousness. And that is actually the side of our true essence, of all that is. And depending on what anyone's faith belief system is, what you were raised with or not raised with, we honor all of that. The interesting part is any religion or faith-based, they actually have a commonality, and that is that unity consciousness, that oneness. We can call God or divineness, and it is the energy of all. And love is a unconditional love. The true essence of love is that unity, that oneness of togetherness again. So I invite that for all of you here today in this summertime to dive in and open your heart center and open your heart to love again. And that is your true essence, is that essence of unity, that essence of love. So that's what Psyche has allowed me to do at my fullest capacity. And I invite anyone who is interested in learning Psyche, we'll talk at the end of how you can go to my website and the main website with Psyche to learn this for yourself. It is one of the most precious gifts and tools on this planet now. And I'm so grateful that I have it and use it daily, and then I help assist others that are able to too. So with that, yes, let's talk about what's happening now. So now it's June 23rd, 2020, and we are in a 3-month pause right now, at least actually pretty globally. I live in the United States, but I know even globally, I think even the European states are even getting more restrictions happening. But we'd love to talk about whatever's happening on the outside of you, the external of you, is actually a reflection of what's actually happening within us internally that is ready to change. And so what I love to bring up and address is how I'm feeling and going through. And then this also may be what many of you are too, in that we even collectively can shift and transform and help ourselves collectively on this planet now. And that is exactly what's happening. We have moved from being individuals living our own separate lives, or maybe our own family lives, or just what's happening in our own country, into now we are becoming collective, and we all are being affected now by the situations that are happening. And the gift is that we can use this for good. When we are willing to open our hearts to love and the love of our true essence, and instead of running by our mind, because our mind can create all kinds of things that may actually not even be true. And we all have been programmed, and we have embodied beliefs the first 7 years of our life that our parents believed, and our community believed, and the collective at the time believed. So all of us listening to this talk most likely have been born in the 20th century. You might have a few millennials listening, which would be wonderful. And you guys are the main masters here that you'll be helping teaching us. So thank you for coming too. But for the rest of us that were born in the 20th century, we got a lot of limiting beliefs. And we can call them limiting beliefs. We can also address them as just, it was just the beliefs of the time. You know, it's the beliefs that humanity, you know, I guess believed about. And what we're being called into now, especially 2020 and moving forward, especially these next 3 years into the Aquarian age. We just stepped out of the Pisces age. That was the delusion age. And now we are waking up into, yeah, being free, literally being free and allowing ourselves the freedom to step into our divine sovereignty. And this is what I am thrilled to do with the second half of my life. So the first half of my life was more of the earthly ways, the ways that the collective had kind of raised, which was a lot of scarcity and fear, quite a bit of even guilt and shame and worry, frustration. I ran in frustration most of my first half of my life because I was a fighter. So I was frustrated and was impatient and pushing things and making things happen. And now, it's nice when we can actually slow down. These 3 months, we all have been invited to slow down. Noticing, start waking up, start recognizing what we don't like and how we want things to be instead. And that is our biggest gift we can give ourselves. Some may call this a spiritual awakening, which I do believe that it is also. And the reason is because it's allowing us to really step into who we really are, which is a spiritual being. We are actually spiritual, non-physical, energy light beings made of the true essence of unity consciousness. And that is of pure, unconditional love. And that means love means unconditional love means all-inclusive. So aspects of each of us are that true element, that true essence. And we also agreed to embody conditioned beliefs, beliefs of others. Other people have basically given to us, and that we did agree to have them because we chose to live here during these times. And we get to change them. So this is what the big wake-up call is. Are you ready? Are you ready to ignite your true essence of you within you and to heal that those parts of you that have been so hurt? Okay. So the healing is really the awakening. The healing is really just means to open again, to love again, to be who you really are, and to find out who that is. This is the gift. This is the discovery time that we all are actually living in right now. So this world may be showing us different things. So if you are putting on the news and you're choosing to bring in that information, please just understand that you are, every time you look at something like the news, that you are, your mind, in your subconscious mind, will actually start bringing it right in. Whatever it sees, whatever it hears, whatever it feels, it will embody it as the perceptions at that time and embody it into your programming. So believe it or not, we get programmed all the time. Every movie we see, even every interaction that we have, unless we are completely conscious and very aware of everything that's coming in, and then we choose what we do want to put in, it just automatically gets put in. So ask yourself, wow, what the heck have I been allowing myself to put in me? You know, I know for myself, even back in March, it was, you know, quite fearful. I felt fear. And this is the gift, is that we have emotions. Our emotions are our gauge, you know, to let us know where we are in our energy frequency. And if we are feeling the denser energies, those are the lower frequencies that our human body system can drop down into, you know, it may be some guilt or shame or fears, worry, even apathy, things like that. So right now there is a lot of things going on, especially in the United States, of an uproar. And I would like to offer that that is actually what needs to happen within us, is to have an upheaval within our own self. What don't we want in there anymore, and what do we want? And we get to begin to put in what we do want. And if you do choose to learn Psyche, you will be able to do this actually for yourself within minutes. And that's the biggest gift. You can also have private sessions, and that works tremendously too, because when you can have the assistance of somebody else, it's also an even higher energy frequency that is such a precious gift. So we do offer that for you, for each of you. So ask yourself, if you can envision yourself right now, where you are right now in your life, what's going on, where are you on that continuum of resonating? Are you resonating more in your mind or more in your heart? Or a little combination of both? Many of us probably are doing both. Most of us have been programmed to run by our minds. So the invitation here is, if you are ready, is to set your intention to begin to live from your heart center, to open your heart to the love that you are. And in that, when you do begin to do that, you'll be amazed how much calmness will come in, centeredness will come in, peace, and a knowingness. And what you will allow yourself to do, and this is what I have been able to do, and I've been able to help many, many others, and our intention for any of the light workers here is to continue this on a very accelerated pace so that in a very short time, multi-millions of people will be awakened and raise our energy field up into the highest energy fields that we actually are, and that is love and light and true bliss. And joy, so that we can experience the joy and the bliss that we actually are and have those in our daily moments. So the old ways might have been getting out there, working all day, just working to pay the bill, you know, and that's a survival mechanism. You know, it's righteous. It's beautiful, you know, for ones that are in that energy field. So how about this? How about ask yourself, what brings me joy? What makes my heart light up? Wow. Is it seeing the smile in somebody? Knowing you're making a difference in someone's life? I know that is for me. And that might be for many of you. Is it creating something that's amazing that you and your own special gift can create? Or maybe problem solve or offer? So allow yourself some time to find out what brings you joy. And then begin to do it. And if you have any fears or concerns or resistance to be able to embody that, that is where Psyche can help tremendously and help assist you to identify, you know, where is that resistance? What is preventing you from being able to actually live in the way that you would so love to live and be? And then with the transformation using Psyche, we make sure you get permission with your superconscious mind that it's safe and appropriate to embody this new way of being for yourself. And you are able to embody a new goal, a new way of being, a way you can describe yourself that helps you be in that way. And then your subconscious mind will choose the best Psyche balance to use. There's different ways that Psyche can help assist you. Your subconscious mind chooses that best way. Somebody who knows Psyche, if you're having a private session or a friend that knows Psyche, they can help assist you at that time. Or if you go to a basic workshop and you learn it for yourself, then you can do it for yourself. It's just a matter of minutes. And within, after that time, once it's embodied and you we confirm it with using muscle testing, it's how we communicate, is then you embody it in your beingness. Your subconscious mind is the recording apparatus of your beingness. And then you can go take action steps and begin to live in that new way. How does that sound? So I had a client yesterday that I worked with in a private session, and she did some beautiful work. Her name is Alex, and she was happy for me to share her transformation that she did for herself. So she had a relationship with a gentleman that had broken up about a couple years ago. And it's still affecting her, and she just can't shake it. She can't get rid of it. So, and she's still attached to those feelings and emotions, and they'll even connect once in a while. And I'm not sure if this has happened for anyone else. I'm sure it has. But relationships. So relationships is a big deal. We are in relationship with everything, especially ourselves. And that's the biggest gift, is when you can have the oneness relationship with your own self, your highest self, the self that is actually one with unity consciousness and divinity. And the best way that how you can do that is when your subconscious mind has the beliefs within itself that it actually believes it, that yes, this is possible. Yes, you actually can become one here and be a divine being, having a human experience. And then in that relationship for yourself and embody whatever beliefs that are important for yourself, then the relationships outside of you then actually become a lot better. How nice is that? And there are relationships outside yourself that might be in disharmony or stressful or getting your attention. And if that happens, they're actually a gift and growth opportunity for you in your life and yourself right now. So for this client with Alex, the gentleman that she had been dating was offering that for her, and she was actually still offering that for him. So with Psyche, we have one of the balances called the relationship balance. It's a beautiful balance, because in this balance, you get to check to see with that other person or anything else you want to check your relationship with to see if you're whole with it, if you are one with it on an energetic. And for this client, Alex, she and her ex-partner were not in harmony with each other. There was an internal conflict, a disharmony within them. And with this balance that she did, called the relationship balance, she and he were able to become in that oneness energy again, within herself, within himself, and with each other. And in that, she was able to transform, and he was too, 12 different areas within her system that was ready to expand and grow and become whole again and in harmony again. And she balanced within herself her self-worth and his too. He actually did all of them too. We call it a super conscious level. So he actually wasn't even physically with us, but he, on a super conscious level, agreed and gave permission to embody this work for himself. So the two of them actually grew within their self-worth for themselves, within bonding, the forgiveness, and letting go of blame. We're seeing a lot of that right now in this world of blaming others and a lot of disharmony. So how beautiful we can transform that back into a bonding of ourselves again and with each other, into the forgiveness and opening of our hearts. And that's what she did and he did. And she also balanced in unconditional love for herself. So knowing who she is, and she loves herself unconditionally. So how beautiful is that for us during this time now, to let go of the judgments? We have so been conditioned to judge ourselves and to judge others and to say this is wrong or this is right, and to call it out. So there is a right time and place to do that. And then once we can actually grow from it and realize that we actually are just rising ourselves into eventually unconditionally loving ourselves and each other, in time we all will become more in harmony and in balance and in unity with each other and learn how to work together and serve in more loving ways for each other. So she and he grew in that. And they also did many more within the 12 different areas that they work with. And through all of this, with this relationship, and the reason I'm sharing this is that the offer for each of you listening right now is allow yourself to activate within yourself what's ready for you now to grow in that relationship for yourself during this summer time of the internal work and nourishment that we're doing for ourselves. So at the end of that relationship bounce that she did, two more things came up for her to embody. And I believe as she was embodying this for herself, she was actually doing this for all of humanity and at least offering it as an offering. So then that each of us individually can then do the same. And this is what she now believes, is that I am ready to move forward with freedom and lightness and welcome what is waiting for me. Oh, I think it's so beautiful. And I love that too. So I embodied it too in my subconscious mind so that I can live in this way too. Because these last 3 months, I really felt like my freedom was restrained, you know, with the government putting on these mandates and executive orders and all of these rulings of what I can and can't do. I felt very restricted. And I definitely did not like feeling restricted. And I'm sure many of you have felt the same. And I do understand that those that believe that they are in charge and outside of us are trying to say that they want everyone to be in a way that can be the healthiest. But please understand that what is being put out there right now is really an offering for us to stand in our own divine sovereignty and to say, this is what I believe and this is what I can do for my own health and live in my own way. And when each of us are able to do that and then go live in that way at our highest self, we will be kind and loving with each other and sharing with each other our best selves. And we can transmute the fear that we think we are going to be giving somebody something that could make them sick, somebody else, and blaming them for it, that those energies can dissolve and transmute into our light so that we no longer need to be in fear anymore of anything. And we can stand in ourselves as our love and our light, knowing we are healthy, growing our bodies to become healthy, having our immune system strong to be healthy, so that we can share our smile instead of a mask, which is what I'm choosing to do, and choose to be with each other in peace and harmony instead of the fear and separation that is being imposed on us now to try and be put on us to believe. We get to choose what we choose to believe, and all of this is a thought. Everything that's being put out there are thoughts. Thoughts of what this is, thoughts of what that is, thoughts of what is this is causing this. These are just thoughts. So how about we choose what we want to believe and what our thoughts are and what our knowingness is? And how beautiful when we can stand in our knowingness to begin to live in community. This is exactly what we're being called to do, is actually live in community instead of separateness. So we are being put in, and it may be over a little bit more here in time, this restraint or this resistance of the opposite of actually what we're going to be moving into. So we're being pushed back or pulled back or told to be separate from each other and hide from each other in these masks and things like that, when actually what our true hearts are moving towards is that we are coming into even more fullness, and we will be, and we are. The sooner we do within ourselves, then we will begin to see this in the external world. And that's what the most important message is today in this talk. Are you willing to ignite your true essence of you, your divine sovereignty that you actually are and have been made in over eons of time? And we chose to come here to live in, on Earth, to help assist Earth and all of humanity and every human being, every being here, up into ascension, up into fifth dimension and higher, which just means that we are in unity consciousness again. We're no longer separate. We're no longer pulled away from each other and having to live in fear. Fear is just an illusion. False evidence appearing real. And once we can actually look at it, recognize it for what it is, thank it, and let it dissolve into our light, and we then are able to move into how we choose to create and co-create that our true longings, our desires, our what brings us joy. And the second goal that Alex, a client that I worked with, brought into her beingness is that my only loyalty to my highest self in my expansion. And I thought that was so profound for herself and for all of us, because I know for myself, I definitely was loyal to others, loyal to everyone else that I should be listening to and following and doing. And thank goodness for this 3-month awakening that we have been given as a gift in these in 2020. Because I hope many of you are feeling the same way I am feeling and recognizing, wow, I only need to be loyal and responsible for myself. That is who I am responsible for, is this being this here. And each one of you are too. And when each of us can become responsible for our own love and light that we sure are, and allow ourselves to transform the hurts and any of the disharmony within us, any of the conditioned beliefs that we have within us, and to transmute that into our light, we actually will change this world at one breath at a time, one moment at a time, in a new way of us being and living. And I invite that for each of you now. Beautiful. Let's take a nice breath. Let's come each of you to take a nice, full, deep breath in. And let it out. And another deep breath in. And out. Beautiful. Beautiful. So I'd love to bring up, I am reading a book right now, and I'm just about done with it, called Initiation. And it's by Elizabeth Hatch, H-A-I-C-H. I was drawn to read this book, and actually it's a beautiful book. Beautiful writings in it, and she does talk about many of her life past experiences when she was an Egyptian queen in her times, and then even through multi layers of many life experiences that she had. And in it she talked about, it was a beautiful spot that she talked about, that there's 12 twin characteristics, opposite characteristics that each of us are meant to live and experience. And I love to bring these up because I know I have definitely been experiencing these and actually opposites, which has been really neat. I had talked about the earlier part of my life where I was more of a fighter. I mean, I was fast. I was a fighter. I think, quite tough. I mean, I learned to be tough. I had a lot of fun, but I learned to be pretty tough. And now I'm in a different way of being, this opposites, where I have a lot more peacefulness and a slowing down and an openness and things like that. So it's fascinating how we can experience in one lifetime such different characteristics, even of our personality and who we are. And I believe in time, what we are being called and asked to do is to come into that centerness, that zero point frequency. And that actually is that unity consciousness, that oneness with ourselves and divinity and all. And right now, because of the upheaval and the changes, massive structures that are going to be falling, new ways of life being created here, co-created here with us in communities, is that we might be seeing a lot of these contrasts. And I would love to share these with you. And then have yourself with each one. I'll go through each one and let yourself reflect yourself. Ask yourself, where are you on this on the spectrum of one end, because there's one end extreme to another end extreme. And ask, and may I offer that with each of these 12 opposite twin characteristics, that there is a right time and a right place for each of them. So that's the gift, is when we are able to stand in our divine sovereignty of our love and our light, of our true essence here as a physical human being, we get to choose how we consciously choose to be at each moment instead of subconsciously. Our old ways of being, and some people might still be in it, and we do invite you to come learn Psych-K. Some can learn through meditation too, and breath. So I do want to offer that if you aren't called to learn Psych-K, that breath work and meditation also can work really well. It just takes a lot longer and is way, way more disciplined. Discipline is great, and I do like things that are just very effective and simple and profound. So Psych-K just happens to be very simple and powerful and effective and quite easy. It makes things light and fun. Yeah, so I invite that for you. Okay. So let's dive into experiencing the 12 twin opposite characteristics. The first one, on one end of the spectrum, to invite yourself to be silent, to be quiet, to find that stillness within you, to quiet your mind, so that you may begin to experience your knowingness in your heart of just being. You can take a breath and allow yourself into that silence. And then on the other end of the spectrum is talking, which is actually what I'm doing now, which is pretty funny. I was a talker my whole life. Oh, I talked so fast. I could talk so fast. And I loved talking. I loved when other people talked. I loved when people would talk over each other. I just loved all of the talking. And it's so funny. And then now I am thoroughly enjoying the silence. And I really thought that was actually impossible, that my system could actually enjoy it and experience it. So the gift is allow yourself both. There is a time for talking, because really when you can have those heart-centered talks with the ones you love or the ones that you're connected with, it is so life-changing to speak from your heart center. This is when your heart chakra flows right through your throat chakra and allows that, with the words you have, speak right into that next person's heart chakra and their heart nurture essence. And our words are sharper than a knife. To use them for good. So I invite you to become aware in those silent time, those quiet times. What are your thoughts? What are you saying to yourself? And begin to turn them into positive. Begin to allow yourself to see how far you've come, the good that you already are in your true essence. And begin to talk the good that you are for yourself and others, and all the good that you begin to see in yourself and others. The next is receptivity. So being receptive, being willing to receive, that is the feminine side of us. On one end, to be very open-hearted to receive. The other end of the spectrum is resistance to influence. So there is a time to resist. And when other people want to influence you, like what's happening right now on this planet, we are being very much, there's a force, a denser force that's trying to influence humanity and the collective now, because they actually are falling down. And that is what happens when things start to fall, is they will use that force. So resistance, there is a time It's okay to stand in your divine sovereignty. If you call that a resistance, I would call it more of a least resistance. And then standing and just saying, nope, I choose not to be influenced. And open yourself to that receptivity of your heart, of your beingness and knowingness. The next characteristic is obeying versus ruling. And we also are seeing this now. Well, we are being told to obey, right? Do this, do this. You have to follow this. You have to do this. And I mean, I don't know how any of you feel, but I feel right now that, the government is treating us like children. And that's how I feel. I feel like we are not. We are adults, and we do have a divine sovereignty to stand in our truth and to choose what's best for our health and living in our own unique, beautiful ways. And I do invite that for each of you. So begin to obey your own divine sovereignty in what God and divinity, or however that means for you, light moves through you. Allow that to move through your heart. And that is who we're meant to obey. That's it. That's it. You and your divinity. That's it. That is in that 0 point frequency. And then the ruling is allow yourself to rule yourself in your own divine way. So instead of using force or making somebody do something, which is what we're sensing and feeling now, we just send them love with our own divine heart and begin to obey our own divine sovereignty. So number four is humility on one end, and on the other end, self-confidence. I do love the self-confidence part. I was raised with that. Like, yes, it's very important to be self-confident. Absolutely. And I do love that. It can get a little overboard if it's from your separate self or your ego self. That is the part of the human experience where we become separate individuals. And when that happens, it ends up being more of a contracted energy instead of a unity energy or more of a oneness energy. So just be aware, there is a right time. It's okay and good to be self-confident, that's for sure. And then there is a higher level of confidence, of that confidence of your knowingness. And that's when you're going to move back into that center point. The humility awakens within you when your separate self, your ego, separate, individualized self, integrates into your light of your higher self, your divine self, so that you do become one of your superconscious mind and heart, which is of the one essence of divinity. And you're here and alive, breathing in this conscious state as a human being. And you also include your unique self. So your separate self, your individual self, is your precious, unique self. There's nobody else like you here. So allow yourself that humbleness and the self-confidence so you can be both. In embodying and welcoming you as your unique self here in that 0 point frequency. So number five is on one spectrum, you can be lightning like speed. And on the other spectrum, circumspection. That's a hard word to say. Circumspection. So you can either be super fast, which is I was my first half of my life. And there is a time to be fast. There's a time to execute. There's a time to really move things exactly where they need to go. That's a beautiful gift of the masculine energy of that focus. And when your intention is very clear and focusing in is lightning speed, get her done. And then there's also a time for that circumspection, that time of the just being open, of slowing down, of having no time, stepping beyond time. So you can just be and observe. So ask yourself where you might be now. Are you busy? Are you super busy all the time, going? Or are you almost like I'm kind of now being really slow, like it's kind of still strange to just be. My husband's kind of wondering because he works from home and he's been quite busy working from home. And then I'm in more of a beingness now. My workshops have been on hold for 3 months. And so learning to dance with these characteristics, these polarities, these opposite being ways of us being here. So I invite that for you. All right, the next one is I accept everything on one side and then the other side to be able to differentiate. So there, when I was raised younger, I was so naive, super naive. And a lot of my aspects still is that way, where I accept everything. I'm open. I'm so open. Sure. That's a great idea. Wow. And whatever anyone says, I'm like, wow, that's very interesting. The gift is that I have aligned myself with my divine self, so that if someone does say something that contradicts what my beingness is and knowingness is, then I can accept that that's their belief and their understanding and give it right back to them and let them say, okay, that's your belief. So, for instance, what our government's doing and different controls are saying that what they believe a virus is or what they believe is causing everything or what they believe, you know, is the best thing to do. I allow them to have that and honor them, and I will do what I can to honor things. And I choose to stand in my divine sovereignty and accept everything about my beingness, with my relationship with my divinity, with the oneness of all that is. And that to me brings me great joy, and I invite that for all of you. And on the other spectrum is to be able to differentiate. So how beautiful to decide. There is a time to say yes, and there is a time to say no. There is a time to differentiate what is the best movement to move or the best way to be at each moment. So allow yourself to grow in your ways of differentiating for your own personal preference. Brings your own unique joy. And you get to have permission to do this because you are free, divine sovereign beings here, choosing to live as humans. So stand in it and claim it. All right, the next one. On one end, the ability to fight, and on the other end, peace. And wow, I have experienced both of those amazingly, and I do, and I allow it to come whenever it needs to come. I do definitely have a fighting spirit. I was born with that. And figuring all of us born in the 20th century, I mean, what the heck, there are two major world wars during that time and lots of other wars, so we were definitely in a war mentality. And having to fight and having to stand up for ourselves. And all the beautiful civil rights movements that happened in the 20th century. I mean, beautiful for women having rights to vote and having a voice and having careers and having choices. And men being able to stay home and be stay-at-home dads if they want. I mean, that's so beautiful. The changes in what we can do and what brings us joy. And the civil rights, at least in America, for African-Americans, that yes, absolutely everyone has a sovereign right to live their dreams and to co-create their lives, absolutely, and for all of us to honor and respect and be kind to each other. So fighting for that fighting is absolutely precious. To fight for your divine sovereignty is beautiful because it's all in pure love, and that pure power and that pure reverence is amazing. So stand in that. And you also can find that centered point of peace, so that in your divine sovereignty, you are at complete peace to just be. And when there's a time to speak up and fight, you will do that. And a time to share in just your lovingness and kindness, you can do that too. Yay. Okay. So there, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 more, and we'll see I'm going to move through these a little quicker. And maybe in another talk, we will talk about more of these again. The next one is caution versus courage. So how neat is that, right? There are times to be cautious. We were cautious in March. I was fine. I stayed home with my family. I was cautious. We didn't know what was going on with this world. And I did. It brought up a lot of stuff that needed to transform and clear within me and within our collective. So there is a time to be cautious. And be aware. And then there's a time for courage. And this is an amazing time for great courage right now. Anyone who's stepping into willingness and courage right now, you will be leaping amazingly, amazingly beyond measure. So I greatly encourage you to find a way to help you with your courage to leap into your divineness that you are. And Psyche just happens to be a phenomenal one way to do that. All right, the next one is on one end to possess nothing, and on the other spectrum is to command everything. Now, how neat is that? And I think that's amazing because to possess nothing, to really be at that state, to just let go of it all, let go of everything, well, let it go. Wow. When you can be at that center point where you don't have to have anything, you don't need anything, you just are you are whole being just being. That is amazing. Because then you do let go of the material attachment that many of us have embodied here. And just be in pure joy and bliss of just what is, what comes and goes. And it's wonderful to command everything. And that's more of my nature. But I love the command. I love to have that willpower and that be able to say, yes, this is how I do want this world to be. This is how I choose to be. And therefore, that this is how the world will be. And I command it. I do command it in my intentions. And we do have that divine sovereignty to do that. So the next one is to have no ties at all. And on the other end of the spectrum is to have complete loyalty. So I tended to be raised to have a lot of loyalty. I'm a very loyal person. I'm very loyal with my family, my husband, my the work I do, my friends, the ones that mean the most to me, my love, my country, my world. And the loyalty, because I'm all in. I am all in. And I've also had to learn and really grow, and I'm still growing in this one. It is a lot, is that to have no ties. To read, and that Psyche works beautiful for this, to be able to release those ties of attachment, to become non-attached, so that you can rise above it all and enjoy in a much more lighter energy. So we do welcome that. So the next one is contempt for death, and on the other end, regard for life. So this is a beautiful, this is actually what's happening a lot now with a lot of the riots and hatreds and fighting back and things like that, is that standing up for if someone is killed to unjustly, to stand up. Some want to kill, and that's a hatred that's gone too far. And then the other end is regarding for life, is loving life. And the more we can be in our centeredness to honor everyone's life experience with our own is so precious. And we honor that for each of you. So the last one is on one end of being in indifference, and the other end is love, oneness. Oh, so we are love, we are oneness, we are the unity consciousness of divine sovereignty that choose to have a human experience, and we all chose to live during this time to embody that at the highest level that we so chose and choose, depending on our experiences and journeys and our intentions. And there is, you also may find that alignment where you can be in complete love and oneness and also have an indifference. So it's that meaning you aren't attached again. It's more of that letting go and just being. So finding that sometimes people are so much love and they have so much emotion, and emotions are amazing and beautiful, but we can get lost in that. So it's finding that centeredness again between the indifference and the love, so that we can be our true essence here and enjoy experiencing instead of trying to force and make things happen. So beautiful. Well, this time has flown by. I'm not sure if it has for you, but it has for me. I thank all of you who have listened in during this time. From my heart center to yours, my intention for this time with you has been for the love of who I am. And at this moment of choosing to connect in oneness with each of your heart centers right now, and unite in love so that we collectively together may co-create our divine love and light that we are in these human bodies, and begin to connect in oneness with each other so that we all can move and transform and create this beautiful new earth and world that we also know is right here for us. Heaven on earth is here already. So let's begin to embody that within ourselves, bring it in, share it with others, share your unique gifts. And it may just be a smile and a beautiful look of love. Have that be for yourself with kind words for yourself and love for yourself. And then begin to do that with each other. And the more we do this in each moment, this is how we will unite and bring in this precious Aquarian age that we have. So I invite each of you, if you are interested in having a Psyche private session with me, you may go to my website, igniteandhealyourlife.com. So igniteandhealyourlife.com. And you can click on private sessions, and it would be a joy for me to be able to work with you, ignite within you all that you so desire and that you're ready to embody. I've done it for myself. I continue to do it for myself, and I love to help assist others. The other offering I would love to offer for you is to come learn Psyche, because once you learn Psyche for yourself, you can use this for yourself daily. I use it on the toilet. I use it when I'm outside on walks. I use it here. Anything that comes up that I would love to change, and there's a disharmony within me, I can transform it as long as my higher self gives me permission, which is so precious. So this is a game changer. This means that we can accelerate our expansion of our consciousness at such magnitude. It's amazing. And talk about bringing in a precious, beautiful new world. I believe Psyche is the change agent to do exactly this. And it is a beautiful complement for all the other things that are out there, and we so love all of them too. I do live in Michigan, United States, and I can work with people through Zoom, so we can work remotely. I am going to be teaching workshops at this weekend in Metro Detroit, Michigan. Yay! I'm having my first workshop since 3 months. I'm so excited, and I'm thrilled all who's coming to learn this. And then I plan to be teaching in Israel next month. It might get moved to August, but go to the psych-k.com website. So psych-k.com, and you can check workshops there. That workshop in Israel will be either July or August. We're hoping July if they will let us in their country. And then in August, I will be teaching in Florida. Fort Lauderdale, and then the end of the month in Traverse City, Michigan. And then in September, I'll be teaching in Ontario, Canada, Kitchener. So anyone there would be great. October will be Long Island, New York. So check the psych-k.com website if you are all over the world, because there's 32 instructors across the world, and we invite you go to the one that is calling you. And on the Psyche website also has other facilitators. So if you resonate with another one, we want everyone to be able to transform. So whoever you're meant to work with is exactly who you're meant to work with. I would love to work with you if you are so called to do that. This is my life calling, is to ignite the beautiful, precious love and light that you already are, to help you remember it again and embody it so you may live your most precious life. Have a beautiful day. Bye.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.